Well, what a night here to get back on track. The Silvertips trying to achieve many objectives, including a better start, which includes as well the first goal of the game. They certainly check many of those boxes off this evening as Mario Petit, who never had a shutout in his regular season career, stopping all 18 saves he made this evening, replaced by Doran Luding one day before Carter Hart set to return here in the Silvertips roster, and it will be five of the saves that Luding may remember for the rest of his life as the Silvertips cruise past the Spokane Chiefs in a 5-0 victory.
Yeah, nice to get in there at the end of the game for the duration of this time. He hadn't seen the ice at all. Petit had done such a good job for the Silvertips. And tonight, Petit did, again, an outstanding job. And nice to see the youngster Luding get out there, face a few shots, make all the saves that were asked of him, helped kill off a penalty. And then the rest of the roster, too. I mean, tonight was about the entire roster contributing and contributing in such a impressive way, a 5-0 runaway win.
Mike Benton with you alongside Justin Morrison here for Silvertips Replay. It began at a bit of a sluggish pace as far as the scoring. The Silvertips, no goals in the opening frame yet. Facing a challenge led by Kyler Yamamoto, who had 10 points in four games alone. Against the Silvertips, whatever was said in their room before the game, it clicked. He was held scoreless in the first period, an omen as the Tips outshot Spokane 9-4. Then a landmark goal for Branson Hine to help the Tips break through, coming at 2:40 of the second to make it 1-0. Disrupted by Hamilux, Santazzo recovering and chipped along the right glass back into the Spokane zone. Ty Smith given away. Gothal's cross ice. Here's Hine, a shot. He scores! Branson Hine, his first career Western Hockey League goal. 17:20 left, second period. And he certainly showed it based on the celebration. He beat Wetherill base left circle. It's 1-0 Silvertips. Branson Hine going all out on the celebration. The leap into the corner glass, and Bradley Gothals helping congratulate him with an assist and helping out as well. All coming at 2:40.
Yeah, you have to say that was a long time coming for the Silvertips, who had controlled the play, had outshot the Chiefs, and really had done spent a lot more time in the Chiefs' end. And right there, just really fine work by those guys, kind of set the tone for the role player stepping up tonight.
Dewar, Connor Dewar to be exact, then making it 2-0 off an offensive zone faceoff win at 11:57. 8:07 to go in this second period. A shot now by Dewar, left wing. He scores! A heave by Connor Dewar with 8:03 to go in the second period. Right through the five hole of Dawson Weatherall. And the Pit Bull picking up number 6 on the season. It's 2-0 Silvertips. Devin Skoleski had the only assist as Dewar picked up number 6 on the year.
And that's an example there of sometimes we hear goaltenders talk about when guys spin and shoot, it's one of the toughest shots to pick up. Normally that happens kind of right in front of the net in the slot. This was from practically outside the circle, but nonetheless it was one of those spinning. I got to imagine whether I'll saw it late. Maybe some of the traffic also caused the problem, but goes to show you good things happen when you put it on net.
The Tips, a 2-goal lead, but not trying to rest on that because the next goal will be pretty important. But Devin Skoleski jumping into the act to play a big part of this game and what would lead to first star honors, number 6 of the season, coming in showtime fashion on a breakaway at 5:29 of the third period. Far corner looking cross ice. Smashed off glass and cleared and kinned up ahead. Devin Skoleski, shorthanded break. On net, the shot. Save, rebound, score! The fourth shorthanded goal this season for the boys in green. Devin Skoleski, number 6 on the season, cleaning up his own rebound. It's 3-0 Silvertips. 5:29, the time of the goal. Bryce Kindop, who had the only assist on the play, snapping out of a 10-game scoring drought.
It was great pressure by the penalty kill to force that turnover. Spokane just caught, being way too aggressive. Kindop on up to Doer. It was great to see those guys get out there and get that goal that really kind of sealed this one.
Another question, could the power play also get into the mix? The answer delivered on a point shot by Jake Christensen to make it 4-0. Third man advantage, Sentazzo, top right circle, up high for Christensen. Wrist shot, score! A 55-foot rocket right on through traffic by Jake Christensen, who picks up number 3 on the season. Power play goal at 11:05 to go in regulation. It's 4-0 Silver Tips. In this continuous theme of big name bodies out of the lineup, again, those not getting as much playing time, stepping right up, quote unquote, next man up mentality. Oren Sentazzo picks up an assist, and Bradley Gothall's playing in his first game since the 17th of December, capping off a 2-assist night.
Yeah, and a great night for him. His line did some really solid work. Christensen, again, you know he's going to tell the guys when he sees Skrmita and Irving, and when Jolson comes back to the team, yeah, remember that time I scored a goal when you guys were gone? I had the power play goal. I can teach you guys a thing or two about running the point out there. It was great to see that goal from Christensen.
One more for good measure. Riley Sutter getting on the board at 12:36, this time to make it 5-0. Left side, pumping one down low to Lola, centering for Sutter, score! Number 13 of the year for Riley Sutter with 7:24 to go. Third period, off the feed from between the circles, it's 5-0 Silver Tips. And Sutter, who gets his 13th on the season, E2 to Lola, an assist on the play along with Sean Richards, all coming at 12:36. Tallulah, by the way, now with points in 6 of the last 8 games.
You know, I feel okay saying this because the 3 guys I'm about to mention have done a lot of contributions to this team. Nobody could make any argument otherwise. But there were 3 forwards that didn't tally a point tonight. Fontaine, Bykov, Zwerger.
Funny, huh?
Everybody else gets in on the action. But a great night for the Silver Tips. Tallulah and Sutter there on that highlight, getting the last one.
How's that your message? We're not a one-line team. And with that, all that was left to be answered, could the Tips keep the bagel hung on the Spokane Chiefs? Mario Petit, his night ending right at the Sutter goal in place of Doran Luding, who made his Western Hockey League debut. What a night here as far as landmarks for a couple of youngsters. Branson Hine getting his first career goal, and Doran Luding as well, presumably the day before his return to the Valley West Hawks at the BC Major Midget League, finding his way officially on a WHL score sheet, making 5 saves, all to close out the Silver Tips win. Final count, 5-0 over the Spokane Chiefs as Mario Petit, 18 saves on 18 shots in 52 minutes plus. Doran Luding, as we mentioned, 5 saves on 5 shots in 7 minutes and 24 seconds of action. Special teams again, discipline once more, a big part of this. The Silver Tips man advantage, now 11 of 39 in their most recent stretch. They go 1 of 3 this evening. Spokane only got 2 power play chances, and the Silver Tips killing them with flying colors, also adding a shorthanded goal.
There isn't much you could look at from this game and be disappointed in. It was a sound overall victory. And just to touch one last time on kind of those nice milestones for Hine and for Luding, you see how much it meant to the team. They were excited for Luding to get in there and get that action. Kevin Davis went out and grabbed the puck as soon as Branson Hine scored. They know. They're cheering each other on. And I just think that speaks to, you know, the overall team mentality of this Silver Tips unit.
And with that, the Tips outshoot Spokane 34-23, improving to 3-1-1 in the head-to-head series this year. The Silver Tips also at home all time against the Chiefs, improving to 35-21-4. The two teams will next meet coming up a week from Sunday, right back here in downtown Everett. Helps the Silvertips also keep pace ahead of the second-place Tri-City Americans by 4 points. Keep in mind, the Tips, who have played the fewest games so far in the league this season, have a whopping 8 games on hand on second-place Tri-City. And, well, essentially, they took care of business here for this evening. Bradley Goldthals, 2 assists. Evan Skoleski, 1 goal and 1 assist. Mario Petit and Doran Luding combined for a 23-save shutout. Petit officially picks up the win. Now 9-2-2 on the campaign. A fine mark he had in the absence of Carter Hart. Out to World Juniors, 9 games in a row. He appeared in net with a record of 5-2-2. Silver Tips win this evening, 59 points on the campaign. 5-0 over Spokane as they now head to Kamloops for the next game up on the road coming up on Friday. For Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benton for Silver Tips Replay.